Gister was sneldeel 8, deel 2 van die marathon sneltraject, 'n totaal van 709 km met 'n sneltraject van 375 km. Nasser Al-Attiyah en sy navigator Matthew Belmel het die traject gewen in hulle Suid-Afrikaanse geboude Hilux bakkie vir die Toyota Gazoo Racing renspan, sy 40ste Dakar oorwinning van sy loopbaan.
Yes, I'm happy to finish yesterday and today without any problems except two flat tires, you know. But the game is not fair, you know, because compared to the buggies, it's very, very difficult, you know, to follow, but it's not easy. But still, we have 5 days of race. We try to do our best.
Shamir Varihava en sy navigator Dennis Murphy het 'n uitstekende dag gehad in hulle Hilux, 7de vir die dag.
We had a clean run today. When I say clean, we had no punches. At the start of the stage, one of the fittings on the gearbox pump broke. So we actually thought we won't even go 20 kilometers into the stage. And we tried to make a plan. It lasted, but going good.
Janiel de Villiers is baie frustreerd en het al 18 papanne gehad tydens die 2021 Dakar.
Ja, nog 'n teleurstellende dag. Jy weet, ou probeer so hard om tyd op te maak om voor te kom. En dan ons weer 4 papwiele gekry. Ons dra net 3. Ek moes 10 kilos op die rim klaarmaak. Ons moes stop en die voorwiele agter sit. En jy weet, maak het baie moeilik. Jy weet, ons het 18 papwiele gaat so ver hierdie Dakar, maar nog 4 dae om te kom. Ons sê ja, dis baie moeilik. Daar's nie veel wat ou kan doen nie.
Volg al die Dakar veldrit aksie van die Toyota Gazoo Racing span daagliks in hulle Suid-Afrikaanse geboude Hilux bakkies. Besoek www.tgrsa.co.za of TGR South Africa op sosiale media. Nou oor na Steffie Wetter van die Southern Africa Dakar Group vir nuus oor ons ander Suid-Afrika deelnemers.
After a monster 2-day marathon stage, Ross Branch is lying 13th overall, but bike and body are in one piece.
The marathon day is finally over and done with. Really happy to get the bike back in a couple of pieces, but it's all back and the mechanic's busy working on it at the moment. So yeah, we're going to be ready for tomorrow. The elbow's healing up a little bit, so we should be strong for tomorrow. Looking forward to it. Today was really tough. The rocks were really hectic in the beginning, so I took it a bit easier than I wanted to. But all in all, a good day, and we didn't have any crashes today, so we look forward to tomorrow. Thanks for all the support.
The Kalahari Medalla is winning hearts all over Southern Africa and is such an inspiration to everyone. Here's James.
Yeah, yesterday was an experience in non-stop pain and suffering every second of the day. The bike's still not handling right. I've got the whole of the Baz guys coming. We're going to put a soft compound front tire on it. We're going to look at the steering damper. I think there's an issue with the damper. I'm battling with the front end stability on the bike. Yesterday lunchtime I had quite a serious crash in the rocks. That put me back even further. Got into the dark. Then there was this climb that was, I couldn't get up. I crashed twice trying to get up. It all churned up by the trucks. I went west, got lost. The control brought me back after about an hour. Then I went east, found a way around this climb, and got in at about 11 or something like that last night. Freezing cold liaison. In the night my phone went flat. My alarm didn't go off, so one of the officials fortunately knew where I was, woke me up. I got to the start half an hour late, but I was just within. I would have been time barred out of the start. Incredible stage through the rocks and the mountains. Really awesome stage. So I'm here, and that's really cool.
On a lighter note, Brian Baragwanath and Tay Perry only had 1 hour's sleep, but still managed to finish in 12th position. Shattered and exhausted, Brian tells us more.
Yes, we better to stay awake now. And the liaison. Yeah.
Stage 9 is a 109-kilometer liaison and a 465-kilometer loop around Neom. And with only 4 days to go, it will be a fight to the end.
Ek is Janette van Wiele Twee Wiele.
And I'm Steffie from the Southern Africa Dakar Group.
Vir Dakar 2021. Tot môre, hou jou wiele aan die rol.